Social impact everywhere.
Welcome back, my fellow social impactors, to another episode of the Social Impactors Podcast. And today we have another incredible guest for you. We have Bob Dylan Schneider. Now, I'm only going to say a very quick statement about him because he is revered as the legend in the communications business. So I'm going to let Bob explain a little bit more about what that means. But Bob, I just want to start by saying a big welcome and thank you for being with me here today.
Avery, it is thrilling to be on the show, largely because of your reputation and the caliber of people you had on the show and the way you demonstrate ideas and advance ideas. So thank you very much.
Oh, thank you for that, Bob. And every guest that I bring on the show, you know, comes from a background, various backgrounds, but it all comes back to this idea of social impact. So the first question I want to ask you is, expanding on that statement that I said, where it said you're a legend in the communications business, just explain a little bit more about who you are, what you do, and why you believe you're a social impactor.
Well, Avery, I've worked for decades for big corporations and for top executives all over the world. And whether it's Switzerland or Bulgaria or Dallas, Texas, or California or Chicago, the executives have a tremendous social impact on the employees they have working for them. That's number one. Number two, the companies that they represent have a huge social impact in the marketplace. For example, if a company happens to be an automobile company, the features that they bring to the party for the customer are huge and make a tremendous difference in that individual's life. Also, the progress that's been made in the automobile industry has made a tremendous difference in the way cars are thought about in this country and around the world. So there is a huge social impact in terms of what I try to do.
So maybe just explain a little bit more about what you mean, these changes, these progressive or positive changes, let's say, in the automotive field and in general fields. What are some of those positive changes that have really built this social impact in the world?
Well, let me give you a couple of good examples. I think women generally, up until about 10 years ago, were generally not thought of as serious opinion makers in the world. They just weren't. Today they are, and I think a lot of that has happened because of the work we've done. I think another thing is there's a new spot for older people. Older people just aren't put out to pasture any longer. They're asked for their ideas and they're for this or their suggestion and what they can do. Number three, young people coming into the marketplace are given opportunities they didn't have before, the chance to really fly right and show their stuff. When it comes to a business, the cars are smoother, they're safer, they're more protective, and they have a huge social impact for the driver and the passenger of the car. Very different from what happened 10, 15, 20 years ago. I mean, just look today, if you get a chance, at one of the films that goes back to the 1920s or 30s, and look at the automobiles in that film, and look at the automobiles today. Huge impact. Look at the impact that Coca-Cola and Pepsi have today versus what they had, say, 30, 40 years ago. The dramatic difference has changed people's lives.
Yeah, it's funny watching old movies about just in the automobiles specifically, just, you know, no seatbelts, no safety standards. You know, people were in long, you know, seats with virtually nothing. it's definitely changed a lot.
No question it has.
Yeah. And then another thing that you said that was really interesting that I read an article on recently was the generational workforce, right? We have, you know, I think they said five. This is the first time in recorded history that they have five generations working together in the same workplace.
It didn't happen before. It's happening now. And what's also happening is older workers are taking leadership from younger workers who oftentimes have a sense of technology the older worker doesn't have. At the same time, the older worker, if he or she is smart, and many of them are, passes on his or her knowledge to the younger worker, helping them become better. What does that all mean? It means higher productivity, higher output, higher result for the company and for society.
Yeah, yeah, it's incredible. Again, five generations. It's crazy that we're all, you know, in the same marketplace, but working together, which I'm glad to hear about. Bob, I want to jump into the second question because it's expanding a little bit more on this idea of impact in the world. And the question I have for you is, how are you making then a positive impact in your community with everything that you've done?
In my own community, I work as hard as I possibly can to realize what the problems and opportunities are. I live in Darien, Connecticut. It's a great community. We have problems and opportunities for youth in Darien. There are things we can do for youth, and I try as hard as I can to demonstrate for youth what those things are that gets them to the next generation of life. There are also things we can do for older people that give them the chance to live a more complete and full life. I used to be on the board of the American Red Cross. I think the whole idea of the Red Cross is fantastic, and when there's a problem, the Red Cross steps up and deals with that problem. So I'm a big believer in everybody making a commitment to doing something in their community that makes a difference for people around them, for the institutions that are around them, for the businesses that are around them, and more. And it makes a huge difference.
Yeah, and I think at the end of the day, everyone, maybe not everyone, but 99.9% of people around the world want to make positive change, right? It's a part of their DNA to want to help.
No question. They want to help. A lot of them don't know how to help, but they all want to help. I think, again, given some direction, given some leadership, they can make a huge, huge difference. I remember one time we were in a situation where we had to clean up a huge space of land. Nobody really knew what to do, but along came a guy who had been a gardener, and he focused us all, big-time business executives, and how to clear that space. We did it. We did it in half the time. Today it's out there. It makes a big difference in the community.
Yeah, that's fascinating that you pulled for someone from that background and they were able to assist. And again, it's every walk of life, right? We can pull this kind of knowledge from whatever socioeconomic level you are, wherever you are in your life, there is something that someone can contribute.
Absolutely. This man who helped in this situation in clearing the land took a number of men who were wearing suits, and he did not wear a suit. His name was Emmett, and he told people how to clear the land and how to prepare themselves, how to work with their hands to make something work. It was phenomenal, and I think everybody walked away from that situation with a much better feeling about themselves, in addition to a much better feeling about the place they cleared.
Yeah, that's incredible. I love those kind of stories when that comes together. So, Bob, I want to ask you the third question now. So we've talked about your community. We've, you know, introduced a little bit more about who you are. But this question is more about business. And again, with your background in business, I'm really excited to hear about this. But the question I have for you is this idea of social impact. Do you think it's an important part of business?
Well, it's an important part of business, and it's going to become even more important. Larry Fink, who runs BlackRock, which is a huge investment company, recently wrote a letter, and he said that social impact was absolutely critical to businesses and the running of businesses, and we had to do more in terms of social impact. So the answer is yes. I just returned from the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, and was it about business? Yes, but it was also about the social impact of business and how businesses change lives for employees, for customers, for suppliers, for everybody else. And so business does have a huge social impact. And if the executives who are running the business think about it, it can be really impactful, really make a huge difference.
Wow. So what I heard there from you then is that we have, you know, world leaders coming from around the world to the World Economic Forum, and they're talking, yes, on a business as well, but they're also highlighting social impact as an important policy in the world. Is that correct?
That's exactly what they're saying. And I think it's a trend that wasn't articulated back in the 60s and 70s. We started to talk a little bit about it in the 80s and 90s, and now it's with us. And we're talking about it all the time, and it's going to make a huge difference. It's going to change the nature of our lives going forward over the next 30, 40, 50 years.
Yeah, I mean, I could not agree with you more. There was another, just kind of solidify it with data, there was another study that I always refer to, but I just absolutely love it. It was done by Unilever. And Unilever had looked at their traditional companies versus their sustainable companies, which were things like, you know, social enterprises, B Corps, and things like that. And they put them in two columns and said, which ones make more money? Right? This was all about the bottom line, making more money. And what they found was, across the board, sustainable companies were four times more successful. Four times.
Well, that's remarkable. That's remarkable. And I'm sure that that's true for industries all over the world. People feel better. They work harder. They work smarter. The result is better. The customer likes it more. I can believe that.
Yeah, it was incredible. And it just kind of re-solidified to me the importance of it. And I'm glad to hear that on even a larger level that we're going towards that direction on really taking hold of what social impact is.
Right. I think that's right.
So last question for you, Bob. And this question is kind of expanding on everything that we talked about, but it's about your advice. And so the question I have for you is, what is your advice for people listening today to begin building their own impact in the world?
That's a huge question. And again, when we wake up in the morning and say to ourselves, what are we going to do today? That question doesn't normally come up. However, if we simply look around our community and we say, how are we going to help our youth? Are there things to be cleaned up? Is there a crime problem, God forbid, in our community? Are public servants stepping up to the plate and doing the right thing? These are all places where an individual can have an impact. That's one of the great things about the United States. We have the ability to have an impact in the areas that I've just described. We can do that, and we should do that. That's our goal.
Yeah, and I mean, we highlighted it in the beginning of our conversation, but sometimes it's just simply getting started, right? It's that first step that you take, and those resources are there, but really everyone wants to help. It's just getting that first step started.
Exactly, and the personal reward for doing that is just unbelievable, Avery. I mean, the way you feel about your life and about what you do, if you can pull that off, is just huge. So by all means, people should step forward and do everything they possibly can. They'll be looked on by their neighbors as real stemwinders. They'll be looked on by their kids as, this is my mom or dad. They're making a great example. They'll be looked on by their fellow workers as, gee, this guy can work with us and they can also do that. They'll be looked on by their customers as people that want to do something and not just deliver a product or a service, but people who want to do it with gusto and with a social impact. So doing that has enormous impact.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think that social impact really is the next step and the next evolution in what we do through business.
No question.
So, Bob, I just want to end the podcast now by saying, again, a big thank you for being with me here today. You bring a wealth of knowledge and, again, that perspective because you've been in business for so long. And just seeing this trend and highlighting, you know, social impact in the world, I think is huge. So, again, Bob, I just want to say thank you for being here with me today.
It's great to be with you, Avery. And I think anybody that's listening to this podcast should recognize the difference you're making, because you are making a huge difference in convincing people to do something socially, to impact not just their lives, but the lives and fates and fortunes of people around them.